Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Thank you so much for spending time with me every single day. I just got a text from someone who's been listening, and I'm just so grateful that the podcast had an impact on Elaine's life. So hello to Elaine. And then also got a message on Instagram that someone had listened to one of my prayers like 24 times or something like that. So because it was just what she needed at that time. And that's what I love about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is capable of taking my little words and these prayers and applying them to every sort of person in the whole wide world and to have it be meaningful. So this is amazing. So today we are in Nehemiah 7, verses 16 through 38. And this is what it says. Now, this is starting kind of in the middle of something from yesterday. But anyway, this is what it says in the New Revised Standard Version. Of Babai, 628. Of Asgad, 2,322. We're going through how many people returned back from to Jerusalem after the exile. Of Adonikam, 667. Of Bigvai, 2,067. Of Aden, 655. Of Ater, namely of Hezekiah, 98. Of Hashan, 328. Of Bazai, 324. Of Harif, 112. Of Gibeon, 95. The people of Bethlehem and Netophah, 188. Of Anathoth, 128. Of Beth Azmazeph, 42. Of Kiriath Jearim, Chephira, and Beeroth, 743. Of Ramah and Geba, 621. Of Michmas, 122. Of Bethel and Ai, 123. Of the other Nebo, 52. The descendants of the other Elam, 1,254. Of Haram, 320. Of Jericho, 345. Of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 721. Of Sinai, 3,930. Okay, mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for names, and please forgive me for mispronouncing all of them, I'm sure. But I just thank you so much that even in this passage where we might think, well, why is this here and why is this important? We see that you are intricately woven, or your heart is intricately connected to all these people, these folks who were sent away in exile and had returned to Jerusalem. And I know that there's folks listening today who have had the weight of that, have had the feeling or the weight of exile, and have felt like they have been far, far away from you, Lord, but yet you have brought them back. Or maybe someone else has harmed them, and because of that harm, they have been kind of sent into a place they did not want to go. And Lord, a lot of times our expectations are that our lives will turn out a certain way. And when they don't turn out that particular way, we blame you, we get angry, we kind of push against it. But here we have a group of people who were in exile and had chosen to come back. And so, Lord, for those who feel right now like they're in exile, I pray for peace and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness and all the fruits of the Spirit. I particularly pray for perseverance. And I know that in Jeremiah 20, I think it's 29, you talk about the fact that when we are in exile, we're supposed to build houses and live in them and have children and plant gardens and plant vineyards. And we're supposed to seek the prosperity of the place in which we've been sent into exile. And so, Lord, I pray for that today. I pray that if my friend feels like they're in exile, that they would have the gumption and the Holy Spirit within them and the strength that the Holy Spirit provides to seek the prosperity of the place that they're in. Lord, perhaps there's someone listening from prison and this feels definitely like exile, and don't get to see the outside world, but yet you have set us free. Even in prison, you are our emancipator. And so, Lord, we thank you that your presence goes beyond prison walls. We thank you that your presence goes beyond what we expected into those desolate places or those places of exile, and you are with us. You will not forsake us. You will be with us. You will hold our hands. You will hold our hearts. You will hold our minds. You You'll set us back on our feet. And so we choose to trust you today. Even in an exiled land, we choose to trust you for what is next. And so, Lord, help us not to shrink back from what you've called us to do, even though we might be experiencing spiritual warfare right now. I pray you give the listeners a boldness to step into the next step that they are afraid to do, but they know they have to do. And so, Lord, give them that unction and that encouragement to do so. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Really grateful that you're here and you value scripture and prayer so much. So thank you and have an amazing day.